Hello everybody, welcome to your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, as I like to call it, Fat Buddies, episode 33-0. How are you, Jake? Jake, of course, our trading expert.
I'm doing great, man. Summer heat's been awesome. It's just really fun for content. It's keeping people that are playing the game still super duper engaged. I see pretty much almost every day on Twitter, people are excited. They're ripping open upgrade packs. So it's been a really fun time in FIFA. I know it's super late in the cycle, but we still have a few more months, guys. So if you want something to do, Summer Heat has been an awesome promotion, and I hope they carry some of these concepts into FIFA 21. I know that the pacing is super unrealistic to do this all year. A lot of people have an unrealistic perspective, and this would just destroy the market. Like, you can't do this all year, but if they can implement some of the stuff throughout the year, I mean, it looks awesome. Like, for example, Summer Showdown, if they do that once or twice a month with a +3 upgrade for the winning team, that is so awesome and related to IRL soccer. So, or sorry, football. I'm oh man. People are going to turn off the podcast already. But
yeah, probably that's why the number of subscribers doesn't go up.
Exactly.
Apologize no. for Jay. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I think it's been awesome, and I just hope that they continue this into FIFA 21.
What do you think, Jake? Is this the best promo you've seen?
This is definitely top two. Content. This is the definitely best. Top two. I've played FIFA for a long time. And I think there was a footies in FIFA 15, I want to say. Don't quote me on that. But there was an old footies. Where you could play the tournaments and win the player cards. And that brought so much hype and so much fun to the game. And at the time, that was really, really ahead of its time. It was huge for the game. So that one at the time might have been more important even. But this one is right up there. The cards you can get have been unbelievable just for grinding. They're definitely top two. What do you think?
Yeah, I wasn't playing Ultimate Team when that tournament was on. Mm-hmm. But I know from the archive, as I say, I say it, that existed.
Yep.
And I even remember the daily knockout tournaments,
yep,
which had rewards, player rewards. Yep. So if you won 4 in a row, you won a player. That was a big, and I hope they can bring that, because if you can grind that player during the week, it would be really fun. But yeah, summer heat, it's really really turning up the heat in content in Ultimate Team, mm-hmm, guys. Today we've got a strong link, how should I call it, a green link, mm-hmm, player promotion with Origi and Wijnaldum,
yep,
two players from Liverpool for very cheap. They say it's like 140, 120 on Footbin.
Mm-hmm.
I know the 83 rated cards are going
going extinct,
yeah, but these are very, very good for cheap cards.
Yeah, guys, because of the multitude of upgrade packs we've seen, I'm just going to go to the SBC page here. Because of the multitude of upgrade packs we've seen, pretty much the market has been inflated as it's ever been. And I mean that, like, literally, these cards are at their peak prices, some of them for all year. If you're talking, like, 80-rated to 83-rated players, I don't know if they've ever been this high as a widespread market. Mini center backs are extinct. I just sold an 80 rated outside right back for like $4,500. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy right now. And that's just because there's so many different upgrade packs and people are grinding them. So for the 85 to 92 upgrade, you pretty much need 14 non-rares, but it also requires high chemistry. So non-rares with decent links, like you think of English in the Premier League, Germany in the Bundesliga, they're absolutely insane prices. The 88 plus, you know, you need the 82 squad, then you need the 86. 84 double upgrade, you need rares. So they pretty much covered the whole gold market with the variety of upgrade packs. And from what I see on social media and what I can imagine for casuals is people are broke right now because they're throwing all their coins at these 88 plus. Those have been fun for people. The SBCs have been insane lately with Ribery, Vinicius, Wijnaldum, like You know, there's been so many Firmino. The list goes on that people have completed. So people are broke right now, and rewards time, they're looking for coins to complete these SBCs. In terms of Thursday flips, I know I've mentioned this the last few episodes, but they're pretty dead, and that's just simply because look at the SBCs and the price of them that are out, guys. Like, most people that are still spending coins and, you know, don't have as many are just doing these SBCs to fill their team. I mean, that Dembele is going to be completed by most people. Again, people are working towards that Mbabu objective, Mendy, etc. So many people are just rocking untradeables at this point that the market is going to take a lot to go up.
Yeah, guys, so I was checking now to see what's available since the start of the promo.
Oh, sure.
So, okay, starting with Luka Jovic. Let's say this isn't like the best desirable card, but he has 5-star weak foot.
Yeah, people did.
After that you have Robert Firmino.
Yep.
Kimpembe, who's expiring tomorrow.
Yep.
Ribery, Dembele, which don't have an expiry date, and they are like French, 5-star.
And they link to each other.
Veiling to each other, they are perfect.
Yep.
After that, you have the 88 plus guaranteed, 5 players, 588 rated.
Yep.
This is the second one. I did the first one. I did them both, so okay. The first one and the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get too good of a players. I didn't get like starting 11 players. But if you grind them, if you submit there some untradables and stuff like this,
yep.
It's easy. Like you get also, maybe you get lucky and you pack, I don't know, Saint-Maximin or for birthday Mbappe.
Yep, I've seen people pack them.
A lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen for birthday Mbappe at a lot of people.
Yep.
So either you pack one of those, which is rare, let's say, but if you don't do that, you get 588 rated, which is a lot. And can help you for, I don't know, Vinicius. We have now a summer hit showdown also. Vinicius against Marquise.
Yep.
We also have today, as we said, Wijnaldum and Origi. So yep. You have where to use all those players. And for sure, there are still, let's say, 10 days, maybe 8 or 9 days out of this second batch of the promo. And there are still a lot of things to come.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of time left. And we'll have a whole other batch of cards too, which will probably be Team of the Season featured exclusively. So that will be really hyped. If I mean, just imagine these upgrades with Team of the Seasons back in packs. You know, you look at Mbappe, Ben Yedder, etc. People will be going nuts for these, and that's a whole other like 2 or 3 weeks of fun content already planned. And I don't know what they have after this. You know, at some point they do kind of stop putting out content in a way, like they really gear you towards FIFA 21, but that probably won't be until around September this year, with the game releasing in early October. So they got about 2 months left of this really prime content, and then they'll probably turn all eyes towards FIFA 21 in terms of the demo, promotional trailers. I'm sure we'll get the late ratings leaked on Twitter, which will bring a lot of hype and attention to the game. So
yeah,
I think that for a couple months, if they keep pushing out content like this, keeping their users really, really happy, it's just a good thing for everybody, because this is grindable content. And I also think of, I wouldn't consider us prime content creators. We're not on every single day talking about FIFA in a way. I mean, we do run media accounts, but I feel this is awesome content for streamers too, because people love watching these kind of packs be ripped open in terms of the 88 plus, the different upgrade packs. People enjoy just having that kind of on in the background, and they're letting people just stream this for hours every day, and people love the content, and streamers are doing great. So overall, this is good for everyone, I think.
Yeah, this is perfect. And we said it before, probably this is the time when the content team at EA just got a free hand and they can do anything they want, and they are starting now to test couple of ideas, especially with this thing that we had the duo from Liverpool today.
Yeah,
we had the summer showdown. We've got new SBCs, like 85 92 upgrade, plus 88 rated and stuff like this. So probably a lot of them will return for FIFA 21, not at this rate, not like daily and probably we'll have daily content next year, because this year they kind of used us to it with daily content, even if it was a small SBC or, you know, a flashback player. So probably we will have daily content, but now we are testing to see what works the best, and they will definitely use it also next year.
Agreed. And yeah, I really agree that this is a test, and this 88 plus guaranteed, guys, is the first time we've ever seen this SBC, for example. And I think this was a true test, and it's cyclical, guys. EA, we've said this before, and you guys hopefully are starting to see it a little bit more. EA's new business model to me is get as many of their coins into untradables as we can, because they're doing so many different guarantee packs. We look at the birthday party bags. We look at different party bags. We look at the prime icon SBC. We look at the mid, the base. So many people have literally tied up five million plus coins this year in untradeables, and this 88
maybe more.
Yeah, and this 88 plus guaranteed, guys, is a cycle, because people submit an 86 and an 82 plus a mixed squad or whatever for this 88 plus guaranteed, and how many of those players will make your team? Maybe if you're lucky, one. Maybe one if you're lucky out of the five. Then what are you going to do with four others? Are you going to go complete another SBC and put even more into untradables? You know? So this type of content, to me, will be carried on into next FIFA. They might release this SBC very similar. Maybe it's 87 plus times five. I don't know what it would be. But that will continue, in my opinion, to next FIFA, because it's a cycle of getting more and more into untradables. And whether you're realizing it or not, that's what you're going to do with those cards that aren't being used. And then you're probably going to say, oh, now I only have to buy seven players for Vinicius, so it's cheaper, so I'll just do them. You know?
Yeah, I was thinking, this was exactly what was my thinking when I saw Vinicius. And don't get me wrong, he's a very good player.
Yeah, he is.
He's Real Madrid, Brazilian, five-star skill move.
Should get the upgrade.
I'm not a skiller, but five-star. Do you think he gets an upgrade from the five-star weak foot? No, right?
I don't know. This wasn't one of the weak foot ones specifically, but...
Yeah. So he's like the perfect left wing, because Brazilian, Real Madrid, La Liga, etc.
Yep.
But I was thinking, man, in my team now, I have some left wings. I have Ribery, five-star.
Yep.
I have Mane, team of the year. And I have also Perisic from Bayern.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if I'm doing also this Vinicius, because I will probably not play him. I don't think I will like him more than Ribery or Mane, now that Liverpool has like the entire team, with special very high rated cards. I'm not sure if I'm gonna play Vinicius. Maybe I'm gonna do him just if I want to have also a Real Madrid squad, because you can get one of those easily with Ramos and everybody on a non-expiring SBCs. So a lot of untradeables in everybody's clubs. This is one thing to remember for next year, guys. And I took a lesson from last year when I did a lot of SBCs and a lot of players I didn't use. This year I chose my cards right, and I feel that after team of the season I was with 5-6 million coin cash, which was very good for me to come into this period when every day there are some SBCs and I have enough coins, enough cash to play the game and have fun.
Yep. And I was going to ask you, Florian, because I've actually heard pretty mixed things about a couple of these players, and I just want to ask for your personal take. What do you think about Ribery?
Actually, I saw a big debate between Ribery and Dembele on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And because everybody was like, hey, Ribery is cheaper than Dembele, and Dembele doesn't have stamina. You know, when you don't have... You know what's this. When you don't have enough coins in your club, you try to choose between two players.
Totally, yeah. Yep.
Because I had enough coins, I did them both.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm playing them both, and I'm playing them as a striker, two strikers.
Okay.
In a 4-2-2-2.
Gotcha.
And, man, I want to tell you, they are extraordinary players. Dembele is... I didn't play with R9 this year. I didn't play with R9 and I didn't play with Fat Birthday Mbappe. But I've played with Ben Yedder team of the season. I've played with a lot of like Messi, Cristiano, stuff, all good team of the season high rated.
Yep.
And I'm not sure. I think Dembele is the best striker I've played with.
Really?
I've played like 20 games with him and I have 30 goals.
Oh wow.
And he's just fun to play. He's agile, he's fast. He's like a taller Ben Yedder but with the same skills.
Yeah.
And he's very good compared with Ribery. Ribery is a little bit shorter.
Sure.
And maybe he's pushed a lot more by the defenders, by the opponent defenders. But Ribery is also very good. If I have to choose between these two both, I would choose Dembele for sure. But Ribery scores, I'm scoring some finesse shots, some out-of-the-box shots, which I didn't score before with other players with Ribery. So Ribery is also very nice. I don't have a bad opinion about these two cards. I have a bad opinion about Bruno Fernandes objective card, the 94 rated.
Oh, really?
I also have him. He has also five star weak foot. I don't know. I'm not sure if he has the five star. Just let me check. No, he has only four star weak foot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's missing a lot of shots, so he's not really the player to go for.
Sure.
But out of the attacking players from summer heat, Dembele and Ribery are top notch.
Gotcha.
As you know, Jake, I'm doing all the SBCs that I can afford. Yep. I'm lucky because I started to learn a little bit of trading. I also have you and we do this podcast, and I see that a lot of people are happy with the podcast and learn a lot of things. But this would be my advice for what I've learned from last year compared to this year. Don't do all the SBCs and always save some fathers in your club, because this year we had the Prime Icon Pack, which was released after Team of the Season and in the start of this summer hit.
Yep.
And a lot of people were spamming this Prime Icon SBCs, but we told them from the beginning that, guys, you're not going to get those five or six players which are starting in your team. You're only going to get some, let's say, trash players.
Exactly.
So a lot of people submitted those high-rated red player picks from Team of the Season or I don't know. And now, when the big boys came up, and everybody knew Dembele would come. I mean, even if you weren't close to
yep.
FIFA, you would expect a player five star,
oh,
and
definitely.
A player who was a Fatis, I believe, last year, would also come back this year. So I
definitely.
Think this is a good advice for next year. Try not to do all these SBCs. I know they all look great, but at some point, after 2 weeks or after 1 month, you realize they don't fit your team. And if they don't fit your team, you have a club full of super subs and everybody knows you only use two or three of those.
Exactly. And one thing that I think people make a big mistake of is just doing SBCs throughout the year because they're cheap. I think people constitute like probably throughout the year 10 to 15 cards that they do just because they're cheap and they call them super subs. But like I was trying to tell my Discord, like try to limit your super subs to like 3 to 5 per year that are untradeable, because then hopefully you use them for a long time. And then if you want someone, you can just buy and sell them, because realistically, if you really like them, they should stay on your team for a while. And then if they're poor, sure, you might lose some profit. You might lose some on tax, or maybe you could even profit off them depending on when you buy and sell. But you can get those coins right back. If you're putting all those coins into untradables, those are coins you're never going to ever see again. And there might become a more desirable SBC that makes your starting 11 that you don't have coins for anymore. So you have to think along the lines of the game cycle and how long you can use cards. And sometimes there are cards that last much of the cycle. Maybe next podcast we can get into it a little bit more, but
yeah.
Of course, we think about Ryan Kent, who was used as a primary super sub or even a starter for a lot of the year for people. Or I think of Scream PK. I know he was a really good one for the first 3 to 5 months where people had him in teams since he came out for months. I mean, in their starting 11, he played really well. So cards like that were actually really good value and made starting 11s or super subs, but there weren't that many, in my opinion, that lasted that long before you wanted to rotate them in and out again.
Yeah, I even remember Vardy, player of the month. And I remember he was very cheap.
Yep.
And I think like 90% of the players, maybe 80% of them, did Vardy just because he was 40k. I don't remember now how much he was, but he was something like 40k. But they didn't use him so much. It was like this hype of social media that, hey, Vardy is very cheap, let's go do him. Maybe it's a mistake from EA. Go fast.
I remember that. Yeah, people thought, because I think he was just an 83 rated squad at the time, which was just like 40-50k. And everyone did him, and he had pretty good stats, but, you know, he was missing the weak foot, and he was just good at face value. But then people used him for like a month or as a super sub, and he was out. And everyone, it's just kind of crazy because, like you said, he was so hyped, but that 30k coins people probably wanted back within a month, I'd say.
Yeah, and at the beginning of the game, so guys, if you are doing a lot of coins during the year, this is not an advice for you. This is for the majority of people who don't have coins enough to do all the SBCs. But if you have 3 million coins in November, it's okay. You can do all the SBCs possible. But for the majority of people, it's not like this. And at the beginning of the game, maybe 40k doesn't sound too much today, because with 40k, it's like some 82 rated. But at the beginning of the game, out of those 40k, you can double the coins in a week if you start to trade or stuff like this. And guys, they are very important coins. Those from the first tour, I think the coins until team of the year are very important coins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. And it's just pacing wise too, because you have to know how long the game cycle is, how much you're going to play. Like, if you're someone who only actively plays FIFA until March, then sure, maybe you should spend more on SBCs because you're not going to get the experience of these later guys. But just pace yourselves, because we all know that EA comes out with their tricks and people want to do icon SBCs and the party bags and things like that. And that's what gets you. And a lot of people end up broke, you know, much earlier than they'd want to be. And that's what keeps them selling FIFA points, because people are out of coins. They don't know trading very well. We know that rewards don't provide what people need frequently. So instead they just do the quick route, and maybe they spend $20, but they get 15-20k back, which is a really poor value, but it does happen. People spend hundreds of dollars on FIFA just to get a few hundred K. And I don't think you need to buy coins. I've never once said you need to buy coins in FIFA or FIFA points, but if you're going to do one or the other, buying coins is way more value even than FIFA points. Like, you at least know exactly what you're paying for. A lot of them, like, I've been affiliated with a coin seller this year, and he takes them from other FIFA users. So it kind of benefits our community, because traders have a lot of coins and they sell to a distributor, and then he resells their coins to other people. And it works for all parties, because then just FIFA players can get some extra cash from trading. So I prefer it, if you want something, at least know where you're putting your money. I know that the gambling laws are being pushed pretty heavily right now again. I think
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And I think that FIFA needs to be at least like an 18 plus gambling title. I don't think that the mechanics of packs can go away, because it's a huge base of the fun. I mean, it's a huge base of what people want. Because, you know, if you're talking about FIFA packs being open, then you can say like, hey, wait a second, maybe we shouldn't do the 88 plus because that's gambling. Or maybe I shouldn't do a mid icon because that's gambling. And if you take those things out, the game becomes pretty darn dry, you know?
Yeah, and there is also this, this gap between users, because some users pack good things, some users pack bad things, or in a period of time. You got to pack some good things, in a period you get to pack bad things, and this is what makes the game nice, because everybody kind of has different teams. Okay, at the beginning of the game, everybody rocks meta gold players, but let's say you don't get to play with the same players that everybody does, and that's fun. I mean, you that's also one of the reasons it's called Ultimate Team, to get your luck, to get your Ultimate Team. But in this situation with the gambling part, I have to agree with people who go against EA for gambling, because if you're under 18, they just make you spend your credit card or your mom's or your parents' credit card, and maybe they don't know, and you get addicted to it, and the same addiction that we have by opening icon SBCs or SBCs. Imagine this addiction with money, and money, it's not easy to earn, guys. One thing is that some people worked for that money, and it's better to put them in a better spot, not for a game which takes advantage of you doing that and drives you towards giving them money.
Yep, exactly. And it is a serious issue, guys. As much as people want to joke about it and don't take it seriously, there are people who are literally stealing their parents' credit cards. And I'm talking about like children, or, you know, maybe it's people that are 16 that work, you know, that work a job and are spending much of their paycheck on that kind of thing. It's because they're addicted, you know, like it's gambling addictions are real. And sadly, it can be virtue. And you hear about those stories of people spending tens of thousands of dollars on this, and it's not unrealistic. It does happen. So, yeah, guys, just make sure what you're doing is feasible. Try to set a limit for yourself. Even if you're an adult, like say I want to put $200 in FIFA points this year and leave it at that, that's fine. But if you say like, oh, I'm just going to do 100 more, 100 more, 100 more, then you can easily end up spending $1,000 throughout the year. That's a lot, and it's probably a lot more than you had initially wanted to do. Or maybe you want to invest in something that is more meaningful to you. So,
or imagine only this. It's like if you spent $1,000 this year on FIFA, maybe in the winter you want to buy the new PlayStation or the new Xbox. Yep, exactly. And that's $1,000. And maybe you should have bought that and saved the money. I know now, if you did it, you did it. It's not so you can go back.
Exactly.
But think for the future, and it's always... it's always good to save the money.
Exactly. And we can talk about this a little bit further in a podcast, but we just want everyone to take that seriously. And plus, if you do want to take FIFA points, guys, and spend them, really the most value you'll get out of them, because players are so expensive, is during that first few weeks. So if you can kind of allot yourself an amount to spend, try to do most of it at the start of the game, because that will be the most bang for your buck when players like Gold Dembele are selling for literally 70k, or Gold Mendy is selling for 30k. You know, those are 80 rated cards, so it's not unrealistic to get decent, I would say decent value sometimes back. So if you want to take a bet, you know, if you want to gamble, have at least some luck in your favor and do in the beginning of the cycle when there are more profitable cards or cards that are worth more. So try to allot a certain amount that you'd want to spend, whether it's one pack or two or five, whatever it may be, and try to do it right away, because that will help you more throughout the year. And then even if you do basic trading, guys, you can easily get to a few million coins by the end of the year.
And guys, because we discussed about how to get some coins, and we are recording on Wednesday. Tomorrow it's, let's say, rewards day. Yep. What advice would you give, like, how, maybe, probably, for sure, there are people watching us and they wanna, you know, they wanna double their coins overnight, but we will not do it's maybe it's easy to do this during July when a lot of SBCs come out, but let's say, how can they do some coins during the next days, and they can improve their squads, Jake?
Sure. Marquee matchups is becoming back to normal, so looking to invest in some of those players is relatively safe, low risk tomorrow morning when we do get supply. I think Napoli versus Milan is one of the best top features that seems likely. I thought they might use it for Summer Showdown even, but they didn't, so it seems really even more likely to me that they use it. Arsenal has a couple fixtures this week, so I don't know which one they'll use. Probably versus Spurs, if I had to guess, but
They play against Spurs and against Liverpool.
Yeah. Exactly. But if I think if I had to pick one, it would be them versus Spurs. But my point is, Arsenal should feature either way. So if you want to get some Arsenal players in case they ask for one of those, pretty low risk. On top of that, guys, if you want probably the simplest method, go look to bid on non-rare gold that have good links. Right now, almost every single non-rare gold is selling for around 1,000 coins, which is insane. Yeah. It's pretty much the highest mark of the year. And then tomorrow we'll have probably another daily SBC on top of marquee matchups. And then those upgrades will still be out there, require 14 per upgrade pretty much. So go bid on some non-rare golds that have good links, because that requires 70 chemistry, which is quite high. So bid on Germans in the Bundesliga, you know, that are non-rares. Bid on English in the Prem. Bid on Argentine in the SAF. And if you can get them for like 500 to 600 coins, I think you have an easy shot at doubling your coins, you know, whether it be tomorrow or in the upcoming days. If you're on a higher budget, what I would look to do, guys, is there's a lot of current cards in packs that are SBC fodders that are supplied a ton. So I'm gonna pull up an example here and tell you what I mean. Yeah. So tomorrow during rewards, especially during that first hour or two, people are going to pack cards a ton that are used for SBCs, and not only are they going to come down in price, but they're going to be really good to snipe, in my opinion. So you want to look for cards that fluctuate well. This Parejo, mm-hmm. 88 is a good example. As you see on PS, he's bouncing from like 30 to 34K almost every day. Maybe tomorrow at rewards, he goes down to 27 or 28K for a small period of time, and maybe you can even bid on him for 25 or snipe him for 26. And then later in the day, when supply lessens, you can sell him for 30 or 31. So looking at cards like this that are currently in packs or used for SBC fodders are awesome. I've been really liking to use Marcus Alonso's 86 lately. A man of the match, Gnabry, is also used like this. So EA has a huge list of cards that is linked on a Google document that is currently in packs. And if you find some that are guys SBC fodders, they work great. I've bought and sold this Gnabry I'm showing on my page right now many times this week at 21 to 23K and sold them all the way at 30 to 35,000 coins. So that's incredible profit to do avidly. And you guys may have seen, I put it up on Instagram of showing how quick it is when you get it. I can buy 5 to 10 on buy now and sell them later for 10K a card, and that's 100K profit. So this is what I recommend to do on any budget, because Thursday flips, like I said, aren't so prominent with everyone having coins and untradables and objectives. Or I guess teams, not coins. But this is what I recommend doing. So during supply, if this Gnabry goes down to, you know, say 17 to 19K are on bids and snipes, that's an awesome pickup to flip at like 25 to 27K later in the day. That's 100% what I'd be doing, and that's just trading with supply. So when there's a lot of supply and people rip open packs all at once Thursday morning, he'll come down, and then naturally as people complete SBCs, whether it's the Dembele, Ribery, the 88 pluses, etc., they're used in those. So they'll go up naturally as people use their rewards coins to complete SBCs.
Yeah, guys, and another advice, let's say from my side, would be if you get rewards tomorrow in your rewards, and you take the tradables ones, and or you get the weekend league ones, check every player's price because every gold sells for at least 1K, even if it's a non-rare. If it's like 79-80 rated, maybe it's 2K, because we have a lot of SBCs where you require high chem. The fullbacks, the wingers are expensive. Yep. So just check the packs. Don't just quick sell them, because you'll make some profit out of the packs. And also check your clubs. If you just, I don't know, opened FIFA, opened the web app, and you see these SBCs and you have like 100, 200 players in your club, just sell them and you make 200K coins minimum, even not more. So this is one advice. And second advice would be when you see what I did when I prepared my, let's say, my fathers for the SBCs, and probably there will be a lot of SBCs later. Yep. So what you can do is prepare for later SBCs, because for sure during the next 7 days until the next podcast, two or three more SBCs will come and you'll want to do one of those. And what you can do is, okay, maybe you have some high rateds already from the SBCs or from the red player picks. Do yourself a team with high chemistry, maybe 70, 80 rated, with low rating, with 80, 82, 83 rated squad, because you saw the teams are quite cheap. And you stock that in your club because you don't want to get to the moment of the release of the SBC and not have and have an empty club, because you have, if you have the empty club, you're gonna pay 4 or 5K for an 82 rated and you don't want that.
Exactly.
So maybe tomorrow you try that. Maybe there are some packs on Friday and you can try that. For sure, a lot of SBCs are still coming into Ultimate Team.
Yep, and Florian said something well there, guys. It's a really simple tip, and it's something, it's probably one of the biggest mistakes that I would say more casual players make, and that's just listing their cards without a buy now. So if you get your rewards coin, sometimes people just don't want to go through every single card, and they literally just want to get those items listed up as fast as possible, partly due to laziness. Maybe it's for because of time. I don't know exactly, but if you list a card on open bid that has a buy now of say 1500, maybe someone gets him 4,000 coins. Well, you lose 500 coins profit on that card. And then if you do that on five cards, it adds up to thousands of coins. So, if you have the time, make sure you check through every single card. And that's not just for tomorrow, that's throughout the year, because people lose themselves so many coins by just listing things on open bid and not caring.
Yeah, and there are some SBCs, and we'll finish with this. There are some SBCs where you require a specific pair. I listed today Jesse, from Sporting, and he's a Spanish player in Liga NAS. He was like 4,000 coins, and he was 78 rated. So he was quite expensive. I was like, whoa, this player. So if I was, I'm doing all of this on my web app, so let's say it's easier where you compare price and stuff like this, but take a look closer to what you're selling, because you can make more coins out of this, and this is an easy, very easy, it takes time, a little bit of time, but you can make better coins out of it.
Agreed.
Also, guys, until probably, if you don't have anything else, Jake, we can wrap it up, right?
Yeah, I don't have much else.
I wanted to ask the viewers or the listeners, guys, in the comments, if you want. I know it's like not the most full months of FIFA, so maybe if you have topics that you guys want us to talk about regarding trading or regarding FIFA, just let us know in the comments or on Twitter or on Instagram or on Jake's Instagram, and we'll approach these topics in the next podcast. Of course, you can listen or watch on YouTube, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts as usual. So guys, just let us know, because now we have more time. We will do we'll still do the show weekly, but if you have some specifics, now's the time for you to ask us, and we'll throw them in the discussion.
Definitely.
Okay, so until next time, guys, I hope you are safe with everything that's happening in the world. And take care of you. Don't spend money on FIFA points.
Please don't, guys.
There are other things you can do to get coins, and trading is one of them. And take care.
Exactly. Later, guys. Thanks for watching.